How does it feel to be selected by the Philadelphia Flyers?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's a great organization, and I wouldn't want to be selected anywhere else. It's just an honor.
Talking through the emotions when you heard your name called.
Yeah, it was crazy, especially, you know, having my family beside me and having Michael Buffer do all that. That was an unbelievable experience, and I'll never forget that.
Speed's obviously a huge
asset. Yeah, I think it's probably my strongest asset and something that, you know, I've always worked on and always kind of had to my advantage. So I think it's definitely one of the biggest things I use to kind of create space for myself and my teammates.
Did it catch you by surprise at all?
Yeah, we had good talks coming in, so I had a feeling they were interested. I didn't know coming in if they were going to take me or not, but obviously, you know, they made some trades there too, and so it was a surprise at the end of the day, and it was really cool.
For the fans of Philadelphia, maybe don't know your game outside of the speed, how would you
decide? I think I'm just someone who kind of brings it every night, and I think, you know, consistency is one of the biggest things for me. I think, you know, I'm never going to take a day off, and I think my biggest strengths would be my speed, and my hockey IQ. Yeah, I like Nick Suzuki. I think, you know, he grew up in London as well, and I think, you know, he played on the Storm as well, so he's someone I've always watched really close and someone who has a lot of detail to his game and does a lot of things right, so I've always liked to watch him. Yeah, it's incredible. Great spot to play junior, two of the best years of my life, so I think, you know, they mean a lot, and I want to thank everybody there. I think, you know, they've done a lot for me, and I'm excited to see what they got in the future.
And you're a guy who, kind of over the last few months, has seemed like just rising up draft boards. Did you get the sense that your game was kind of coming together as the season progressed?
I think, you know, I just try to stay consistent the whole year, and I think that's just something that I pride myself in, something that I learned how to do a lot over this year. So I think, you know, obviously the U18 was a really good experience and great way to cap off the season as well. So I think, yeah, I was just trying to kind of stay consistent with everything.
In your talks with the Flyers, did they say anything about one thing that really stood out in your game, or was it just they liked the overall package?
No, they never really said much about one specific thing. I think they kind of just liked my game, and I'm glad they did. Yeah, I've always taken kind of my workouts, gym routines very seriously throughout the years, and so I think, you know, it's just I've always naturally kind of been a little bit stronger, but I think, you know, I put a lot of work and time into that, and so I think that's kind of what it comes from.
Do you feel like you'll be able to attend the development camp next week?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever been to Philadelphia before? Do you know anything about the city?
No, I haven't, but I've driven through it, and because my cousins are from Kennett Square, probably just 20, 30 minutes away, so they're all here today. They're gonna be pumped. So, I mean, shout out to them, but it's yeah, I've been there, and I'm sure they're gonna be pumped, and I'm really excited.
Flyers are a little bit younger team. They're kind of in that rebuilding standpoint. They have a lot of good young talent. Do you know any of that young talent that they have right now, and how excited are you to play with a couple of those guys?
Yeah, I've played against Denver Barkey and Oliver Bonk the last year in London, and I've watched them as well because I'm from London, so I think, you know, those are guys who are really good, and you know, I've had a tough time playing against, so it's going to be cool to kind of be on the same ice, wearing the same jersey as them, hopefully one day. Yeah, Travis Konecny for sure. He's from a similar area to where I'm from, and you know, he played on a minor team that I've always played against, so I've seen his name on the wall everywhere, and I think he's someone who I think I play a similar game to as well, and I've always followed his game closely, and I think, you know, I do like to watch him as well.
Do you like to get on the people's
game? A little bit. I try not to get involved a lot, but I like to play, you know, a hard game and really, you know, just try and win every puck and, you know, try and be tough to play against.
Do you envision yourself as a center, or, you know, are you a little versatile to play wing a little bit too? Or do you like to, you know, is it important for you to remain as a center for
years? I've played both throughout my entire career, so I think I'm comfortable with both, and, you know, wherever the team wants me to play, I'm happy to play there. Yeah, it's been crazy. I've never been here before, and it's kind of overwhelming, all the the buildings, the lights, the people, and everything. So it's been a really cool experience. Been treated very well, and obviously the Sphere was insane as well. So I think, you know, it's been a very cool experience. Just everyone. I think, you know, it starts with my immediate family, and definitely them. I wouldn't be able to be here without them. And then, you know, just coaches and teammates at the same time. I think, you know, same thing. Wouldn't be able to be here without their support, their help, and their guidance, and kind of just everyone else who was involved behind the scenes. I think there's so many people who I can thank, and I wouldn't be here without. Yeah, I think I just kind of, I like to try and take pride in playing the best I can with every shift, every second I'm on the ice. So I think it's definitely something I like to take pride in, and try and kind of be a responsible player.
Jed, now that you're here, you've been drafted, where do you see the next step is as a player?
I think for me, I'm not really too focused on, you know, looking too far ahead. I think just kind of try and stay in the present day to day, work my hardest every day, and I think good things just come from that.
Thanks, Jed.